At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
But on Friday, we all made predictions about how Saquon Barkley would perform. Let's see who was most accurate. The final numbers for Saquon, just in case you haven't checked the box score, was 17 carries for 176 yards and a touchdown. He had two receptions for 11 yards, no touchdowns. He did not fumble the football. Let's start it off with Sean Morash.
18 carries, 78 yards, three catches, 26 yards. He does get in the end zone, but the Giants will win because Saquon Barkley has dropped an enormous third down pass that could potentially ice the game, giving the Giants the ball back to go down and win.
Yeah, so other than he did score a touchdown, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
18 carries versus 17 carries.
Close.
The rest of it was a little bit off. He was only off by about 100 yards rushing.
Right. Good for him.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. Let's hear from the great Tommy Lugau and see how close he was.
20 carries for 70 yards. He will add four catches for 40 yards, and he will score the first touchdown of the game.
By the way, Tommy nailed that last part.
All right.
So while he was dead wrong about everything else, if you went on FanDuel, you love Tommy right now.
4-1 odds, I believe.
Anytime TD.
That's a first TD, too.
Yeah.
So you get 4-1 on that, and I think anytime was like minus 160.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So far, even though he's not close, I would say Tommy is the leader in the clubhouse. Let's hear from me. How'd I do picking Saquon Barkley's performance?
But I think Saquon Barkley will have a season high in carries, that number being 28. Mm. He'll end up with 107 yards. He will not score a touchdown. Okay? Zero touchdowns.
Mm.
He'll have two catches for 9 yards, so will not make an impact. Cool. And Tiki Barber's wrong about something. Saquon Barkley's putting the freaking football on the ground, baby.
Let's go. He will fumble.
It will be recovered by the Giants.
Yeah, that was
28 carries, 107 yards, two catches for 9 yards, and a fumble.
Huh? What up? Other than the receiving, I was way off.
Yeah.
So I lose. So far, I'd say Tommy's the leader in the clubhouse, and he wasn't even that close.
Right, just because he got the first touchdown.
Yeah. Let's hear from the guy who has him in fantasy football. Also the guy that told us all back in March that Saquon Barkley is dead to us.
Yeah, because he's going to kill us.
It's almost like you saw it coming. Here's Tiki Barber's
23
prediction.
23 carries, 83 yards, one rushing touchdown of less than 4 yards, and a receiving touchdown on four catches. So two touchdowns, four catches for, let's say, 26 yards.
What I learned is we all shortchanged Saquon Barber.
Right.
We all disrespect him. The guy who was actually the closest was Bad Tiki. When Bad Tiki came on and predicted he would have 800 carries for 9,000 yards.
It's true.
He was actually the closest to being right.
I forgot about Bad Tiki's prediction.
Yeah.
He was right.
We all shortchanged Saquon Barkley. And that's on us. We didn't give him enough credit for being extra motivated to stick it to the New York Giants. And he admitted that when he rushed for that, I think it was the third down run, that he was thinking about the jerseys being burned in the parking lot. That bothered him. That got to him a little bit. Now, what I would tell Saquon is get over it.
Right.
I mean, come on.
He also said, I really feel like an eagle now. So,
oh, God.
Have fun.
Good. Let him. Then I hope he feels like choking in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one yesterday. Because when you lose a guy, even if you had your business decisions for why you weren't going to bring him back, like the last thing you want to see is a guy come back.
By the way, you see the business decisions now.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we.
here at Designer Shoe Warehouse. We'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Giants don't have depth and they don't have enough talent. You can't overpay a running back.
Yeah, I think that here's what's complicated about the Saquon Barkley decision. It's not this past year, because you're right.
Yeah.
It's more 2 years ago.
Right. It's the decision with Daniel.
Yeah. It goes back to, should they have paid Daniel? Should they have worked out a long-term deal, with Saquon Barkley, moved on from the quarterback? And I think that's where we actually went through this a few weeks ago. We went to the alternate universe of not keeping Daniel Jones and keeping Saquon Barkley. And that's the alternate universe where it makes sense. But last year, they were in a tricky spot, because if they had kept him, where would the Giants be right now? They'd probably be in the exact same spot. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, probably. I don't think yesterday becomes a referendum on whether the Giants should have kept Saquon Barkley or not.
No, I agree.
Bottom line.
No, it just sucks to get eaten up by him.
Absolutely.
But you knew that was going to happen.
Of course. I don't think anybody should leave the stadium going, oh, what a mistake, the Giants. It was not a mistake for the Giants to do that. It just sucks that it happened.
I think where you struggled a little bit, you and Loogie, is that when Saquon had that big drop in prime time earlier this season, you guys were celebrating it like it was some kind of victory.
I will still celebrate it as some kind of victory when it keeps happening.
But you knew he had a chance to come back and stick it to you.
Of course, because that's Saquon Barkley's career. He has these great, brilliant moments like this, and he has those moments where you want to pull your hair out even though I'm bald, because he's not complete all the way as a player.
So when we were down in Philly to see the Knicks knock out the Sixers, Sean and I went out for a little cold one afterwards, and everybody was so pissed off, not at us for wearing Knick gear or me for wearing Knick gear, they were mad at Tiki. Because now they have adopted Saquon as their own. And Sean and I didn't get in a fight. So number one, we can't find anybody. And number two, we said, we're going to have the last laugh. Because you're going to turn on this guy and you're going to see what we saw all these years. Just give it a little time. It's like Novocaine always works. And we will have the final
laugh. But what's the last laugh? Them not winning the Super Bowl?
That he blows it in a big spot.
He will have a playoff game where a ball goes through his hand. Okay. Something again like that. And you will be, and they will be going nuts. And they inevitably will not win a Super Bowl in his tenure.
But is that the bar? Like, is the bar, the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, hence we got the last laugh. Is that the bar? I'm just curious what it is.
If they win a championship signing Saquon Barkley to the contract, then they won by saying this helped us win a championship.
Oh, no, I think that goes without saying.
So it is the bar. That is the bar.
No, right. That goes without saying. If they win, it's a success. I'm saying if they don't win, is that enough to claim victory? Because the truth is, Saquon Barkley right now, statistically, is putting together one of the best seasons of his career.
Well, I guess
he's going to rush for 1,500 yards this year.
Two things can happen, and this is card subject to change, as Evan likes to say. He will either have one of these moments that you go crazy about where, again, like happened in Atlanta, or you will see deficiencies in their roster that rear their ugly head as to why they can't get over the hump and going, see, maybe if you didn't give Saquon a 3-year deal and you got Xavier McKinney to play safety or something, that's what cost you.
Yeah, possibly. But, I mean, look, they're flawed. The Giants are just so much more flawed. That's why they beat the crap out of them. But they stagnated a lot in this game, the Eagles. And that's with Saquon Barkley being as good as he was. So
yeah, you show some of the dancing behind the line still.
Of course.
The two big long runs, it's clouded over there.
Their offense is inefficient sometimes.
Yeah. I think we can all come together. I'm not sure if this still works, but I'll try. Hail to the Commanders.
Without Jaden Daniels.
I know.
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to say we're all supporting the Washington Commanders. Aren't we?
I don't really give a damn who wins the division.
No, you do. You know what? You want the Commanders winning the division over the Eagles.
The Commanders?
Yes, you do.
So can I say something?
Of course, you can say whatever you want.
I don't know why I said, can I say something? Of course I can say something. I'm not rooting for anybody to win the division, but ultimately, the playoff losses by Dallas and Philly taste sweeter than a playoff loss by Washington, if that makes sense. So if, Washington does nothing for me if they win the division. I think it's almost funnier to watch Philly or Dallas.
Yeah, but you don't think the Eagles missing the playoffs is actually funnier?
It will be
funny. Tiki's already laughing.
It will be funny, no doubt about it, but them standalone stage, Saquon drops a piss. I mean, that becomes my Super Bowl.
So you want the Eagles to win the division so they get knocked out in the playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
I kind of do.
Wow. Mm. Okay. I disagree with you. Hail to the Commanders.
Who somehow put up 40 points without Jaden Daniels against the Carolina Panthers.
Pretty impressive, and I told you.
They are bad.
I thought about this all on my own. I got no help. Before the season, I bet the Commanders to win the NFC.
The Commanders.
I did.
So tired of that.
I bet
I gave you. Ooh, that's a good idea when I gave it to you.
You gave it to me? I thought I did that on my own.
Stop doing that. Third time you're forgetting and smirking. I came in and it blew your brain. You were like, wow, good idea.
I thought I heard it somewhere. I wasn't sure where I heard it, but maybe it was Sean. Ray is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Échale sazón. Esto es un home run. Juan Soto para el central. Hey, listen, that's my best, impression of Ricky on the Yankee game. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Yeah, that was it. I tell you, Ricky, and we'll play it in a little bit, Ricky Soto home run call was electric. You're right about that.
I didn't hear it.
We're going to play that in a few minutes, nice. I promise. Go ahead, Ray. I apologize.
All right, so gentlemen, this is my pick for the series, right? And this is being objective. The LA Dodgers, man, it's pathetic. They're throwing, they got the biggest super team that the money can buy. They're throwing two bullpen games out there. The Yankees are winning this in six. Minimally, and so here's the other thing too, right? Because I know a lot of people don't want to elaborate on Evan, you say you don't want to, but the show prior to yours, the last couple weeks kept saying, talking about harping on the Yankees, path to the World Series. It's like, it's pathetic. Here's the thing. The Yankees beat two teams in one playoff series. The Royals had won a playoff series. Cleveland was in a championship not long ago. They played us 2 years ago. And here's the other thing, right? The Milwaukee Brewers have never won a playoff game in six of the last 7 years.
But Ray, it's not about comparing the Brewers to anybody else. And I don't really care what anyone else says. I'm just telling you my honest opinion because I feel this way, whether I'm talking about the Yankees, the Mets, the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, or whomever. It doesn't matter who you beat to win a championship. It does not matter. Now, maybe 30 years from now, when we're hanging out in a bar, and me and Tiki are retired, and I'm like, Tiki,
remember when?
I thought the Jets' 2030 Super Bowl run was better than the Giants in 07. And Tiki's like, well, Evan, Dallas, Green Bay, the undefeated Patriots. Like, that's a debate for many years down the road. But in the moment, win a championship.
Right.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.